dictation. 7th of September, patient Tessa, T-E-S-S-A, Strickland, S-T-R-I-C-K-L-A-N-D. Date of birth, 8/12/1997. Tessa Strickland was seen in the office for evaluation of possible hypothyroidism per paragraph. She has a history of hair loss, common dry skin for the last 2 years, and but has no other major symptoms suggestive of hypothyroidism per paragraph. She exercises and states that her periods are normal on hormone therapy. Per paragraph, past medical history is otherwise uneventful. Per paragraph, family history is strongly positive for hypothyroidism in her sister and mother. Per paragraph, source history recorded, she works as a dietitian at DTE in the health and wellness period. She does not smoke or drink alcohol. Per paragraph, general review is otherwise unremarkable, apart from history of irritable bowel syndrome and allergies, period. She has intermittent headaches from possible sinusitis, period. A total of 12 systems were evaluated, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure, 130 over 80, count weight, 132 pounds, BMI is 22, period. The thyroid gland was borderline in size and firm in consistency with no neck lymphadenopathy and no nodules palpated, period. The hearts and the northern lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact, paragraph. I reviewed recent lab tests, which include TSH of 4.33, comma, borderline high, and thyroperoxidase antibody test is positive for cardiac compression, borderline hypothyroidism, comma, with possible small goiter, secondary to Hashimoto's thyroiditis, per paragraph. As the risk for overt hypothyroidism is quite high in this setting, comma, levothyroxine medication has been started at a dosage of 0.05 milligrams daily, per paragraph. Follow-up visit in 7 weeks' time is planned, paragraph, end of dictation.